Dear friends in Christ, we've heard a very severe reading from the Gospel this morning because it's about the reality of hell, of the possibility of turning away from God right up into our death and being cast out and miserable and in torment forever. That's something we don't like to think about too much. And often we don't hear about it preached about it very often, even in church. But it's the theme of the gospel today. And in fact, if you read through the gospels, we find that Jesus on many occasions spoke about the reality of hell, of eternal punishment. Does God want anybody to go there? No. But he's given us free will. He's given us the freedom either to love him or to reject him. God didn't create us to love him just like sort of robots that just have to do it like because we're programmed like a computer. That wouldn't be real love at all. Love has to come from our heart. And God gives us so much to draw that love from us. He's given his life for us on the cross. He's given us this beautiful world. But he's not going to force us into loving him. And that's why we can choose. We can say, thank you, God, I love you. I want to do your will. Or we can turn away to grave sin and even die in that situation. So that's one of the two important themes of the gospel today. The reality of eternal punishment for the wicked, for those who die without repenting of their sins and asking God for mercy, that terrible possibility is there. There are those today who say, well, yes, I guess that hell exists, but I'm sure hardly anybody is there. Maybe you have to be like Hitler or Stalin or someone, a mass murderer or a brutal mafia chief or someone to go to. Well, Jesus says many will go there. Doesn't say necessarily most, but many, he says, will seek to enter and will not be able. He's warning us very clearly there. We need to come to God and renew our commitment to the Lord daily, every day. Go to confession if need be with the priest. He's given us that help. But another very important theme of the Bible readings today, it's linked to this theme of that hell is real. And the other theme is this, that you don't necessarily have to actually do terrible things in order to be in grave sin, what we call mortal sin. That means that we're in danger of hell if we die like that. Because think about that parable with the rich man. And also the first reading from the prophet Hosea we heard just now, in which he talks about the rich and wealthy citizens of Israel. They were having a great time, but they were just ignoring the poor people in their midst. It's what they didn't do that was a sin. Same thing in the gospel. That rich man, do we read that he was a thief or a murderer or a blasphemer? An adulterer? No, doesn't say anything about that. Probably, remember, this is a parable, it's not a real person, it's a story Jesus told to teach us. But in the parable, he's probably quite a respectable Jewish citizen. He's a wealthy man, he's getting on fine, he doesn't do anything really bad, but what's the problem? It's that he omits, he doesn't do, he fails to look after the poor man who's sitting at his door every day, sick and covered in sores and hungry, and the rich man just ignores poor Lazarus. He doesn't do anything bad to him, he doesn't hit him, he doesn't kill him, he just ignores him. So we're reminded that the little difference between, let us see, right? A sin of commission, something you do, you leave out that C and you have a sin of omission, something you omit, something you fail to do. And Jesus is saying very clearly, even those sins of omission, failing to help others in need when we can and when we should, that can be a mortal sin. The same message in that other famous parable of the sheep and the goats, right? And Jesus says to the goats, representing the bad people who are going to hell, he says, I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was naked and you didn't clothe me. I was sick and in prison. You never visited me. It's because of what you didn't do. You just didn't care. And not caring can be a mortal sin. Just indifference. Don't bother me. I've got other priorities. That attitude. Sins of omission can be of many kinds. And looking after the poor and the needy is something we're all called to do to the extent that we can, given our own resources, right? At this time, of course, we are thinking very much about our duty to the whole of society, because we're coming up to elections, and everyone knows very, very important elections this year for the President of the United States and for many other offices in the Senate, Congress, and so on. But it's important today to notice that if we are citizens, and some of you know I'm proud to be a recent U.S. citizen, but if we're citizens, we have the duty to use our right to vote, because God wants us, the church wants us to take part. We have a responsibility, not just to our private lives or our own family, but we have the responsibility as citizens for the welfare of the whole country that we live in. If we are patriotic Americans, we have a duty to take part as citizens and vote. Of course, I'm not here to tell you how to vote. The church is not going to endorse particularly, of course, it's private opinions. We all have our private opinion. But the church as such, the church is not going to tell people who to vote for or what party to vote for. But the church definitely does say, you must take very seriously your right to vote. You should pray and think about the issues. Just on Friday, 2 days ago, Archbishop Carlson called all of us priests in St. Louis, all the archdiocesan priests. We had a big meeting down in the Regali Center with different speakers, and it was to give us some guidance about how we should be preaching to our people, to you folks, during these upcoming weeks, if we're mentioning this very important question of the election. And of course it's emphasized, well, we don't endorse particular candidates or parties in our capacity as church leaders, because that's going to lose our tax exemption. But we were told, you certainly can talk about the issues, about the important issues that are morally and socially vital for the welfare of our nation. Some of them are very much part of our Catholic and Christian values. And we were taught, not all values are equally important. There are some things that are completely evil or intrinsically bad, like killing the innocent. And we've seen one very important issue there, of course, is the question of abortion. We're also pointing out more and more these days, it's also something intrinsically bad, very serious, to commit acts of racism, of hatred against someone of another race because of his skin color. That's very bad. And we know there's a lot of that in America. And unfortunately, it sometimes goes both ways. There's white racism against blacks, but there's also blacks who really hate white people. That's not what God wants, right? We have to be tolerant and loving and open towards all of our brothers and sisters, because we know that Jesus doesn't care what race or color we are. He loves all peoples equally, and we must learn to follow that. So there's lots of issues like this that are coming up, and we won't go into them now, but the main point I want to make for the moment is simply this, that those who are citizens have an important duty to pray and form our conscience, study the issues, and ask God to help us to make a right decision as to who we're going to vote for. Because this is God's will, that we care about our brothers and sisters, we care about our country. To be patriotic is a virtue. We should love our country and do what's best that we can when we have the occasion, the chance to act as citizens and vote. So let's ask God, all of us, to help to study these issues, to ask God's guidance as to how to use our right to vote so that we can act as best we can in accordance with God's will in these upcoming and very, very important elections. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.